Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning, my brothers and my sisters. My sisters and my brothers. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be eternally glad in it. Hallelujah. Ever so glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. Excuse me. Well, it's tea time. Hallelujah. Grab your cup of tea. And we're not angry or upset if you grab a cup of coffee. Hallelujah. There's so many different varieties of coffees out there. And just, if you're a coffee lover, share with us what you're drinking. Hallelujah. If you're a tea lover, share with us what you're drinking. Hallelujah. There are some more updates with those who are on Facebook. You can just drop a note. You should be able to do that. I love to hear from you. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord this day for his mercy, his grace, his love, his kindness, his peace, and his joy. But this is truly, it truly is the day that he has made. Hallelujah. From everlasting to everlasting, he's God. Hallelujah. He made it all. He made it all. Hallelujah. So we honor the Lord, our Father. Hallelujah. This day. And particularly this season, hallelujah, we thank the Lord for this day, hallelujah, hallelujah. We truly thank him for this day, hallelujah. We thank him that we know that everything we need for this day, he has prepared for us, hallelujah. He has given us everything we need for this day, so we give honor to God, hallelujah. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just had a feeling just now, and those who are in need, who in need of a job, and they say, I know God can do this, but what about me now? I don't have a job. Things are coming to a head, and I don't know what I'm going to do. I have no place to turn. Hallelujah. I can say this to you. God knows the plans that he has for you. And this may sound so make no sense right now. But God does. And I would ask you, Emesekosha, Father, hold them as they try to hold on to you. And don't let them go. Almighty God, in the name of Yeshua, we lift everyone up before you who's looking for employment, who's at their end. Almighty God, we know that nothing is too hard for you. We know we stand on what you have done for us. We thank you that you will do that and more for others, that they would have a mighty testimony for you, God, praying and showing people all over the world, Almighty God, how you moved in their life. Thank you for their mighty testimony. Lord, in the meantime, meet every need. Let there be no more lack in their life. Where lights are needed, let light come forth. Almighty God, where heat is needed, let heat come forth. Almighty God, where food is needed, God, let food come forth. Almighty God, hey, God, hallelujah, touch somebody's heart. Almighty God, Almighty God, God Almighty, touch someone's heart, Almighty God, and meet the need, and it will be more than enough, Almighty God, out of your son,
and we give you glory, Father. Hallelujah. We are told in the sacred scriptures that all we had to do was ask in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. And it'll be done. So we asking in the name of Yeshua. Yes, Lord. And while we're asking, Lord, there are those that are sick and confused, Almighty God. Touch their minds, Almighty God. Touch the chemical imbalance in the mind. Oh, God, touch every organ, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Touch, Almighty God. Heal. Let your healing virtue flow from the throne of mercy. Almighty God, let your word reign. Almighty God, over everyone that's sick, Almighty God. Even those who don't even know it, Almighty God, regulate, heal, for you are the master physician, Almighty God. Yes, you are, for you are the creator of man, Almighty God, and you made man and in your image and in your likeness, Almighty God. We call on the God of our salvation, the God who said, I am the God that healeth thee. You sent your word and you healed your people. We thank you for the manifestation of your word, Almighty God. We thank you for the manifestation of your word. You are the protector. We thank you for protecting your people. You thank you for protecting our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Thank you for putting the angels of protection all around us, our homes, our properties. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We believe the blood of Yeshua over our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, Almighty God. Over our homes, Almighty God. Over our properties, our cars, Almighty God. As we travel the highways and the byways, we plead the blood of Yeshua, and we thank you for traveling mercy. Oh, peace on the job, Almighty God. Stay the hand of the enemy. Reign, Almighty God. Let our attitudes be right, Almighty God. For you are truly the God that's more than enough. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, you are. You're the God that's more than enough. You are sanctify, our satisfy. You satisfy our every need. Oh, thank you, Father, that we can run in you. Woo, glory. Yes, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your open arms. Regardless of how young or old, ooh, your arms are wide enough. Oh, God, thank you. Almighty God. Oh, thank you, Lord God, maker and creator of the heavens and the earth. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glorious Father. Ooh, Almighty God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. No longer make excuses for the blessings. Glory. Oh, but we got to praise in advance. Hallelujah. We got to praise in advance. Oh, yes, we do. Oh, God, we thank you. Hallelujah, we have a praise in advance. Fill our mouth with words, dear God. Hallelujah. Lead us and guide us. Oh, and give us direction. Hallelujah, give us understanding, revelation, knowledge, illumination. Hallelujah. Thank you, dear God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for going forward. Going before us. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, I saw that. Hallelujah. 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 Woo, glory, glory, glory. Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Our hiding place indeed. Oh, thank you, Lord. I tell you, for those of us who are fatherless, don't ever say we are fatherless again. But we have a father. Some may have two, an earthly and a heavenly. Well, we've had an earthly father, just that they've passed on. But we have an eternal father, an everlasting father. Woo, glory! Oh, and he's our covenant God because he wants to be. Hallelujah! We're his covenant people because we want to be his children. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. 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 In the name of Yeshua. You know, we don't have to worry about those who've gone on in Yeshua's name. They're happy in him. Hallelujah. They're good. Hallelujah. They are good. Hallelujah. They are good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want to make this announcement. And, you know, I'll always talk about this being the round table. And it's been since 16, maybe the end of 15. I just can't remember how long, but it's been a while. And I've been toying with different ways. But like I couldn't get it. I guess it was because we were coming to this point with the pandemic and all the things. So didn't want to, God gave me the idea that he didn't want me to start and stop. But I was given the idea. And I would mention it to certain, I've mentioned it to certain people. Oh, and people are too tired to do this. And, you know, that it really was for the people. And people just can't do that. And you want them to come to you. Then I realize it's the traveling. Then we go to them. Hallelujah. And spend a little time. So I thought we were going to do it like that on the radio, and then that didn't seem to work out, and I think I got the release this morning, and I'm going to make a call over the weekend and invite someone, and I hope that she will be our first, or maybe now, say the second guest. Because we did have Mother Dunlap. And I spoke with, in that note, I spoke with Brother Dunlap, her son. He had surgery and he's doing better. He's caring for his mother. Praise the Lord. Yes, he is. Neither one of them expected that to take place. She had planned that she would be here last year, coming to the convention and all of those things, and none of that materialized. We made plans. God had a purpose in mind and his will. So nevertheless, I think we're going to be able to have our second guest, and I'm hoping she will accept the invitation. Oh, she's a mighty woman of God, and she truly has gone through. The diamond has been cut, and there are great sparkles in that diamond. Yes, she is a diamond for the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, she's sparkling. Yes, she is. Yes, she is. Hallelujah. She's a diamond for the Lord. Hallelujah. And many of you are diamonds. Hallelujah. The more friction and cuts, the sharper or the brilliant, more brilliant is the stone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, God. And if you don't understand quite what I'm talking about, keep on living. Just keep on living and you will see what I'm talking about. God requires from some so much, and I could not compare what so many have gone through. We have brothers and sisters who, for the sake of the gospel, who have really endured. And they have been found faithful to God, faithful in the process of all that they have gone through. So we thank the Lord for their strength, because they're our encouragement to keep on. Because if you lose houses and land and your jewelry and your gold, what? Hold on one minute. Would you still be faithful to God? Or is this a business, you know? Is this a business that you have chosen to, a discipline, I'm sorry, that you have chosen, or business, a discipline that you have chosen so that you can make money? Or is it a call? Or is it a call? And only you can answer that. Only you can answer what it is. But we remember that God is holy, and he requires holiness. We can fake it for a while, but then what happens when the truth or the press that bring out the true cause? And so we have people who have stood the test, and some will continue from time to time go through the test. But nevertheless, God knows his own. And the times that we're in need the true people of God, not people who is playing and want to be seen and want to get rich. No. Am I saying only the poor? No. Only the super rich? No. Only the ones who've been called. That's all I'm saying. I don't know your story, but I have some whose story I do know, and I would like to share them with you so that you will become stronger and stronger if God has called you to a work, and to become stronger as saints of God so that the world can see what it's like in this circle to be governed and ruled and loved by the Almighty God, to be in his kingdom while still on this earth. People need to see holiness, true holiness, fullness, not to me, but to God. The world is looking. They may talk about us. They may turn their nose up at us. They may make all kind of crazy jokes, but they want to see it so they can trust us and believe in our God. Just saying. The world want to see us loving and kind, not according to what we have perceived
as good. Mm-mm. 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 You know what God said about the heart. Mm-mm. No, we fooling ourselves. Like people who make kings, they decide the rule and what the how to the kings are to govern and the queens. No, 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 my brothers and my sisters and my brothers. No, it is the Almighty God in our kingdom who has made us priests. Mm-hmm. In his house, in his kingdom. That's who we are. So we should act like and conduct ourselves as heavenly citizens on this earth. What's the word? An ambassador. An ambassador. We're here. And a question just rose up. I don't know the answer to. But God does. We're ambassadors. And we represent our heavenly kingdom. Not made by hands, but by the Almighty God here on this earth. And I have lived long enough to understand that if God has called us to accomplish something or be something, he has put it in us to accomplish that task. We try to pull it out, but it is only he can do it. If we understood the power that's not for sale, the anointing that's not for sale, mm-hmm, if we understood it, we could turn this earth upside down, and we will in time to come. We will. Just rest in the Lord. Just rest this day, this moment. Rest in the Lord, knowing that he is in control. Almighty God, he will not disappoint us. Just trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Now, if the Lord speaks to you and tell you to do this or do that, do it. But you're resting in him. Your confidence, your encouragement is coming from him, guiding your every step. You can be restful doing something once he tells you to do it. He tell you to put your clothes on and go to this place. And you say, well, Lord, it's lunchtime. They're not going to be there. But that may be that one person who he has decided that we eat at their desk today just for you. Oh, it's almost 5 o'clock. Ain't no, that one person, that's all it takes, who he has given you favor with. You have favor with him. Hallelujah. And he grants you his mercy and his grace. Hallelujah. I don't know how I got back there, but God knows. Okay. Hallelujah. We just smooth right on back over to that because someone is discouraged. And I just want to say, God loves you. God loves you. Hallelujah. I I am. Okay. I wanted again to talk about the season that we're in, and I'm not going to go into what I believe and why I believe in this and that. I think once doors are open to really study, then God himself will begin to reveal. I can drop a little seed and God himself will begin to reveal to you or give you a hunger for something. And when it does, I hope you will remember just to let me know so I can shout with you. Hallelujah. I don't care how adamant people are about the things that they believe. Once you know the truth and it is revealed to you and you come out of darkness into the marvelous light, I don't care what people say. Stand for the truth. God's word is truth. Amen. Amen. Well, I wanted to share something with you. Because of the season that we're in, I wanted to go back to where it really begun, the why of things. Can we say that? The why of things. Why did this happen? Why is this day so important, or this season? And my spirit is sad because so many of us just don't understand. But I'll have to leave it like that for now. But let's do this. I love first mention. The first place it's mentioned in the Bible gives us the meaning and the truth of it all. That this is where and why we have this season. Where and why? Yeah, I saw the Ten Commandments. Some people may really remember Passover, but we call it Easter. Before all of that, the why, all the fighting. The why, all the hatred, the why of it all. Oh, my God. God, don't you see how this baby is being brutalized? Oh, God, how the children are being brutalized, how the wives are being all brutalized and hated by their husbands and disrespected. Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. So much evil, God. Why? Why? Let's go to Genesis, the first chapter, starting at the first verse, and see what it was when God made it. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Mm-hmm. The sixth day. I call it the second part of the sixth day. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and
female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. 29. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in it, which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed to you, it shall be for me. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning was the sixth day. God saw everything that he had made, and it was good. It was very good. Chapter 2. Thus the heaven and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all of his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. Hallelujah. So we see that everything God made was good. There was nothing, there was no flaws in all of his creation. Hallelujah. Man had was blessed and received his blessing and his instruction. Hallelujah. Given the authority and dominion over the works of God's hand on the earth. Man was given. Hallelujah. The crowning glory of God's creation was good and made in the image and the likeness of its creator. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Made perfect in all its ways, that it, the crowning creation, could commune with its creator. Hallelujah. It was good. It was a time that we have yet to understand. Hallelujah. And to be able, some of us are only experiencing glimpse of what it was like. And yet we cannot sit face to face, eye to eye. Because we're no longer clothed in the glory. Hallelujah. 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 Because of a deed. Hallelujah. Of high treason. Hallelujah. Came need of a cross. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the living God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God in the highest. Hallelujah. Glory be to God in the highest. So now when we go to Genesis, the third chapter, starting at the 15th verse, we see something. Now, we could really start at the 6th, but for the sake of time, I'm going to go straight to verse 15. But I would ask you
as I have asked you to study Daniel for yourself and just write down everything that is highlighted to you from God. Just write it down. Write it down. If he tell you to cross-reference, cross-reference. So I would ask you to read the third chapter so we'll understand why this season is here. What brought it about? I'll say that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Genesis, the third chapter, starting at the 15th verse. Praise your name, most holy God. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between, no, I'm sorry, 14. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shall thou go, and dust shall thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And in the 15th verse, we see what is called the first messianic prophecy of the Bible. Promise. The first messianic prophecy of the Bible. Prophecy. And who made that prophecy? Who spoke it? There wasn't a prophet around. It was God himself. Hallelujah. It's shouting time. So we should really reverence this time. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. And there are scholars who call this the first gospel, the first good news, prophecy, not spoken by man. Hey, God, what God has said, but God himself, woo, spoke it. Oh, Jesus, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Oh, God, prophesy. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. And it is good news. You committed high treason. Hallelujah. Oh, but I have something before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. Already in place for my people. Hallelujah. And there are three important truths in this passage. One, Satan is the enemy of mankind. He don't like you. He don't like you. He wants to deceive, confuse, cause doubt, hatred, disobedience. He wants to be what he can never be. He hates you. Two, God plays a spiritual boundary between the seed of Satan's people, and God's people, her seed. Hallelujah. Oh, they're boundaries. Hallelujah. And three, Christ, the representative of mankind, the representative of the woman,
would strike the final deadly blow to Satan at God's appointed time, at God's set time. And yes, Satan would strike at his heel. That's Calvary's cross, where redemption and the price was paid for mankind to bring us back in right relationship with our Father, the bridge to our God, our cup. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Price was paid. The price was paid. Hallelujah. And our God is God. If we turn to John, just some scriptures to remind you. John 8:44. It's in red. Jesus is saying this. Ye are your father. Ye are your father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. I'm sorry, ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer. I'm going to get some new glasses, y'all, I promise. He was a murderer from the beginning and abhorred not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks, it's a lie, continued. He speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Hallelujah. And you say, because I said Satan's people, Jesus here confirms what I said. Ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abhorred not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a father. He is a liar and the father of it. Lie didn't come from God. Hallelujah. 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 Bless the Lord. God's words are soothing. 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 Yes, they are. Yes, it is. So soothing. Oh, my brothers and my sisters. Lord, have mercy. Acts 13:10. And say, O full of all subtlety and all mischief, thy child of the devil, thy enemy of all righteousness, will thou not cease to prevent the right way of the Lord? Paul was speaking to the sorcerer and told him, the sorcerer, hear that, and told him who he came from, and who he belongs to. Hallelujah. I don't know if these apostles, it would have been some trouble in the camp. I'm just saying, it would have been some trouble in the camp. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1 John 3. Does anyone else have any trouble with dry hands? Oh, my goodness. Listen, 1 John 3:8. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the work of the devil. Hallelujah. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. Jesus came. That was the mighty blow. Done. Jesus came, paid the price, saved us, redeemed us, and destroyed the works of the devil. Hallelujah. 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 But we have a will, my sisters and my brothers. We have a will. We have a will to choose God. And I know that there can be oftentimes great temptation. Hallelujah. So you don't have to endure what you're enduring. But hold on, and I pray that God will keep you in his care. Listen, Isaiah 7:14, the prophecy. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel, the Lord with us. Hallelujah. Shall call his name Emmanuel. God is so good. Glory to his name. Who is like our God? Who is like unto our God? Who is like unto our God? There is none like our God. Our God is holy. Our God is righteous. Our God is truth. He's eternal. He doesn't change with the season. He's truth. He's good. Nothing changed. Nothing can change that. He's always God. Sovereign. He is. We're in time. We change. Good, bad, ugly. We change. God does not change. God does not change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. His promises are good. Woo! He spoke it, and it happened. And some would even venture to say that was a long time ago. That was for you a long time ago, because you're in time. But if you need something else, look over at Israel. God promised. He promised, that he would bring them back. He promised. Can you believe? Look at Israel, a desert, and what's going on over there. Can you believe it? I know. I'm just going to be honest. That some people say they don't like us, and they this, they that. But remember, you and I could be like that too, you know. We change. When we think we got a little peace, we change. But, you know, if you ever when you look at Ezekiel and Isaiah and you see
the promises of God. And a nation that was a nation that's no longer a nation become a nation in one day. When the church finally struck their final separation blow from the Jews, and then said, we replace the Jews, and all the sins are now on the Jews. When Mark Twain went over to Israel, and he said it was the worst place, and nothing, it was fit for nothing. God's word, still ringing true. I don't know where it is, but it's a prophecy, that said that a stranger would go and declare that the land was nothing. Nothing could possibly survive there. It was desolate. Can you imagine? Can you imagine that? Then one day, in May 1948, oh, glory to God, a nation, oh God, carried away by the Assyrians and the Babylonians, a nation beaten down by the Romans, that once was a nation in my circle, that was no longer a nation, a language that had died, it appeared. Came a mighty nation, God, at the timing and the will of the Almighty God. Look over with your eyes now and see Israel and its language and its government. Almighty God, the God we serve, who is a promise keeper. Don't tell me all of this was ancient. Hallelujah. Open your eyes and see the reality and the manifestation of your God. You need to bow down and bless his name. Ooh, glory. Hallelujah. Bow down and bless his name. Hallelujah. 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 Ooh, he said it because he's God. He said it. It came to pass. Hallelujah. He's not a man that he should lie, nor the God that he shall repent. If he said it, shall it not come to pass? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's all in his hand. He is the one that rules and super rules. He is the one that rules in the affairs of man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And every man, for every one of mankind that has been given an office, a place of authority, will give an answer, God himself. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Let us exalt his name together. For God is God, and he's God alone. Hallelujah. 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 He's God alone. Hallelujah. Bless his name. There's none like him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he's worthy of our praise. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, I tell you, I don't know. So much. Just don't know what all. Hallelujah. What all or why it all. But God knows, and I thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God knows, and I thank you. Hallelujah. Can you say God knows, and I thank him? Hallelujah. God understands it all, and I am eternally grateful for God being my Father and I his child. Our God is God. Amen. And we understand and know the reason for the season. Now let's ask God to fix our timing of understanding. Hallelujah. Give us clarity that we sin not against him. Hallelujah. Give us truth and give us the strength to stand firm on his word. And stand firm in truth. Hallelujah. Give us the understanding and clarity. We don't want to go around proclaim, oh my God, our own thing is us. Mm-mm. Hallelujah. This is what we do. Mm-mm. Hallelujah. Let's be in the kingdom. Let's be in harmony with God. I think I have about 1 minute left. Hallelujah. Read Ezekiel 37. Hallelujah. And Isaiah, you can just find it and read them, the promises of God that are manifest in our generation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whew, I tell you, God has been good today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. I'm going to stop using God because he's always good. Hallelujah. Just some things I'm going to want to rearrange. Numbers, we're here. The sixth chapter starting at the 24th verse. Oh, all of the captives. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Wholeness, completeness. And we thank him for the manifestation of it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jude, the first chapter, starting at the 24th verse. My brothers and my sisters and my brothers, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Be go in love, go in peace, go in the joy of the Lord. Amen, amen. Hallelujah.